Episode 80. Diabolus was defeated. The battle was over and won when Emmanuel, the prince, had come to the aid of Captain Credence and the Mansoulian soldiers. Emmanuel entered the gates of Mansoul and arrived at the castle in glorious fashion. To which the great prince replied, "Weep not, but go your way. Eat the fat and drink sweet wine and send portions to anyone who has nothing ready. For this day is holy to our Lord. And do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. I have returned to Mansoul with mercies, and my name shall be set up, exalted and magnified by it." He also took these inhabitants, kissed them, and laid them in his bosom. Moreover, he gave to the elders of Mansoul and to each town officer a chain of gold and a royal seal. He sent to their wives earrings, jewels, bracelets, and other things. He also bestowed upon the true-born children of Mansoul many precious things. When Emmanuel, the prince, had done all these things for the famous town of Mansoul, he said to them, "First, wash your garments, then put on your ornaments, and then come to me in the castle of Mansoul." So they went to the fountain that was set open for Judah and Jerusalem to wash in. And there they washed, and there they made their garments white, and came again to the prince into the castle. And thus they stood before him. And now there was music and dancing throughout the whole town of Mansoul, because their prince had again granted to them his presence and the light of his countenance. The bells also rang, and the sun shone comfortably upon them for a great while together. Moreover, the town of Mansoul also more thoroughly sought the destruction and ruin of all remaining Diabolonians who lived in the walls and the dens in the town of Mansoul. For to this day there were still those who had escaped with life and limb from the hand of their suppressors in the famous town of Mansoul. But my lord Wilbewill was a greater terror to them now than ever he had been before, for as much as his heart was yet more fully bent to seek, contrive, and pursue them to the death. He pursued them night and day, and had put them now to sore distress, as will be seen later. After things were so far put into order in the famous town of Mansoul, care was taken and order given by the blessed prince Emmanuel that the townsmen should without further delay appoint some to go forth into the plain to bury the dead who were there, that is, the dead who had fallen by the sword of Emmanuel and by the shield of Captain Credence, for fear that the fumes and ill odors arising from them might infect the air and so annoy the famous town of Mansoul. There was another reason for this order, namely, as much as it lay in the heart of Mansoul, that they might cut off the name, being, and remembrance of those enemies from the thought of the famous town of Mansoul and its inhabitants. So the order was given by the Lord Mayor, that wise and trusty friend of the town of Mansoul, that persons should be employed about this necessary business. Mr. Godly Fear and one Mr. Upright were to be overseers about this matter. So persons were put under them to work in the fields and to bury the slain lying dead in the plains. And these were their positions of employment. Some were to make the graves, some were to bury the dead, and some were to go to and fro in the plains and also around about the borders of Mansoul to see if a skull or a bone or a piece of a bone of a doubter was yet to be found above ground anywhere near the corporation. If any were found, it was ordered that the searchers who searched should set up a marker there and a sign, so those who were appointed to bury them might find it and bury it out of sight, so that the name and remembrance of a Diabolonian doubter might be blotted out from under heaven, and that the children, and they that were to be born in Mansoul, might not know, if possible, what a skull, what a bone, or what a piece of bone of a doubter was. So the buriers and those appointed for that purpose did as they were commanded, They buried the doubters and all the skulls and bones and pieces of bones of doubters wherever they found them. And so they cleansed the plains. Now, Mr. God's Peace also took up his commission and acted again as in former days. Thus they buried in the plains about Mansoul the election doubters, the vocation doubters, the grace doubters, the perseverance doubters, the resurrection doubters, the salvation doubters, and the glory doubters, whose captains were Captain Rage, Captain Cruel, Captain Damnation, Captain Insatiable, Captain Brimstone, Captain Torment, Captain No Ease, Captain Sepulchre, and Captain Past Hope. And Old Incredulity was, under Diabolus, their general. There were also the seven heads of their army, and they were the Lord Beelzebub, the Lord Lucifer, the Lord Legion, the Lord Apollyon, the Lord Python, the Lord Cerberus, the Lord Belial, and the Lord Belial. But the princes and the captains, with Old Incredulity, their general, had made their escape, every one of them. So their men fell down slain by the power of the prince's forces and by the hands of the men of the town of Mansoul. They also were buried, as was before related, to the exceeding great joy of the now famous town of Mansoul. They who buried them also buried with them their arms, which were cruel instruments of death. Their weapons were arrows, darts, mauls, firebrands, and the like. They also buried their armor, their colors, their banners, with the standard of Diabolus, and whatever else they could find which smelled of a Diabolonian doubter. Now when the tyrant had arrived at Hellgate Hill with his old friend Incredulity, they immediately descended into the den, and being there with their companions for a while, they grieved over the misfortune and great loss they sustained against the town of Mansoul. They fell at length into a passionate state of revenge over what they would be for the loss they for what they would be for the loss they sustained before the town of Mansoul. Therefore they immediately called a council to scheme yet further about what should be done against the famous town of Mansoul. For their gaping bellies could not wait to see the result of their Lord Lucifer's and their Lord Apollyon's counsel that they had given before. For their raging throats thought every day, even as long as a short forever, until they were filled with the body and soul, with the flesh and bones, and with all the delicate flavors of Mansoul. Apparently they still want to devour Mansoul. They therefore resolved to make another attempt upon the town of Mansoul, and that by an army mixed and made up, partly of doubters and partly of blood men. A more particular account are now taken of both. The doubters are such as have their name from their nature, as well as from the land and kingdom where they were born. Their nature is to put a question upon every one of the truths of Emmanuel. Their country is called the land of doubting, and that land lies off and farthest remote to the north, between the land of darkness and that called the valley of the shadow of death. For though the land of darkness and that called the valley of the shadow of death are sometimes called as if they were one and the self same place, yet indeed they are two, lying just a little way separated, and the land of doubting points in, lying between them. This is the land of doubting, and these are they who are the natives of that country, those who came with Diabolus to ruin the town of Mansoul. The blood men are a people who have their name derived from the extreme sinfulness of their nature and from the fury that is in them to be continued. Dun, dun, dun.